Well, I got to tell you, in New York, they've got a cluster of CJD problems up there. At least five people have died linked to CJD, which, as you say, it's a rare and incurable brain illness.
Yes, that's very intriguing, actually, that cluster in New York State. It was announced a few weeks ago, and about 9 months before that, there was a second cluster announced in New Jersey linked to a racetrack.
Yes.
And, you know, wherever there are clusters of these kinds of diseases, people get nervous because clusters usually mean that it's not just kind of a random event. And one of the reasons that I wrote this book was that I believe that these kinds of things are indicative of an underlying problem that is really not reaching the attention of the American public. So I wrote the book in order to join a series of dots that really traverse the scientific literature, parts of the media, and even some government documents, to bring it all together so that it doesn't paint a particularly nice picture of what may be coming down the pike. And these clusters that you mentioned may be one indication of an underlying problem that is happening. And that underlying problem does have to do with the numbers of cases in this country of the brain wasting disease that we call CJD.
Absolutely. This could be more widespread than what our Centers for Disease Control is telling us, because they report that on an annual basis, one out of every 1 million people comes down with CJD. That could be much higher, huh?
That's absolutely right. And you know, they cite that figure. The CDC cites the one in a million figure very regularly. And, you know, probably over half the states in the United States, CJD is not a mandatory reportable disease. So, you know, to cite figures like one in a million, when you're not actually receiving all of the diseases that people are dying of, then, you know, that number becomes guesswork. Now, what really brought my attention to this whole topic a couple of years ago was when I saw two studies, one by Yale University and one by University of Pittsburgh, where they went into the autopsied brains of Alzheimer's disease patients, and they examined those brains, and they discovered between 5% and 10% of the brains had not actually died of Alzheimer's disease; they had died of this CJD.
Mm.
Now, if you consider that currently there are between 4 and 5 million Alzheimer's disease patients in this country, which is an extraordinarily high number.
Very high, yes.
And that would be rating almost at a national emergency.
And that is projectedly known. How many are unknown out there?
Yes, that's another good point. Now, 4 to 5 million Alzheimer's disease patients, even if a small fraction of those Alzheimer's disease patients are being misdiagnosed, and they really have CJD, then the numbers of CJD patients go from one in a million dramatically up into thousands. And if that is the case, then we do have a serious problem on our hands.
Go ahead. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Well, what the Center for Disease Control have routinely said is one in a million cases, as if they had looked very carefully. And the fact that these CJD cases are not mandatory reportable means that there are multiple cases that are dropping through the cracks. And one of the reasons for that is that pathologists right now are extremely reluctant to do autopsies on CJD patients for a simple reason. They do not want to contaminate their surgical instruments with these infectious prions, because these infectious prions are almost indestructible.
Well, I was going to say, you can't get rid of them. You can't sterilize it. You can't heat it away. They're everywhere once they start, right?
It is. It's pretty amazing that even standard ways of sterilizing surgical instruments, like using alcohol, will actually fix the prions onto the steel and make them infectious when the pathologist cut into the next patient. So you have to raise the temperature to about 600 to 700 degrees Celsius in order to kill those prions. So, you know, people have died because of contaminated surgical instruments already. That has been documented in the medical literature.
True, so, that is true.
And there was a recent survey actually in California of all pathologists, and they were asked questions about their attitudes towards doing autopsies on CJD patients. Over 70% of those pathologists in California, and this study was done about, it was published about 8 weeks ago, over 70% of those pathologists said they were very unwilling to do autopsies. So if you've got pathologists who do not want to do or refuse to do autopsies on CJD patients, and then if you've got none of these cases are being mandatory reportable in many, many states in the country, and then you've got many, many cases that are potentially hidden in an Alzheimer's disease epidemic right now, then all of this adds up to potentially a problem with respect to the number of CJD cases in this country.